From City Hall to History, I'm Logan Wells in the KYMN Newsroom, and here's a topic in 10 minutes or less. Timer set, 10 minutes, let's go. We're talking about the City Council meeting last night.
Yeah.
The Northfield City Council met for a regular meeting and a work session. The regular meeting started off kind of in a fun start. They had a presentation of the Stormwater Sewer Pollution Prevention Contest winners. Those are elementary students from across Northfield that submit posters to a Clean Rivers Partners and Northfield kind of joint program that they do together. And they kind of showed off those students who got had the best posters, and then they get a prize of a season pass to the Northfield pool here in town. So
cool.
And then they also recognize the youth on boards members who serve, you know, in this past year who are graduating. If you're wondering, why did Logan serve on the Beyond the Yellow Ribbon? That's one of the committees that youth in this community serve on. There's the Mayor's Youth Council. There's the YMCA Board of Directors. There might be a Clean Rivers youth representative, too, but they're all over, right? They're on the Planning Commission. They're on the Economic Development Commission,
indeed,
right?
Indeed.
We have almost 100 youth in this community serving on different boards, which is really cool to see. Then there was an audit. The hospital gave their audit report from this past year, the Northfield Hospitals and Clinics. And really kind of nothing too noteworthy, I think, at this moment. It was a clean audit overall.
Good.
We'll have a future news story kind of breaking down the numbers of that, but we won't dig into that today. The comp plan was the main item on the regular agenda. Listeners will recall 2 weeks ago, they delayed approving the comp plan. This is the 20-year plan for the city. And they delayed it in part because you need a supermajority to pass. So that is 5 of 7 votes. And at that meeting, they only had 6 counselors because Counselor Dolan was absent. And with 2 members were, you know, kind of opposing the plan, Counselors Ness and Counselors Beamer. It couldn't pass then. They discussed amendments. So for the last 2 weeks, there's kind of been discussion of amendments and such. There hasn't been any movement with Counselors Ness or Beamer. They kind of stood by where they were 2 weeks ago. Ness really expressing concerns about this would deter future development in Northfield, too many regulations and such. And Councilor Beamer really stating that he didn't think the priorities were in the right order in this plan. And Councilor Dolan, when he joined, you know, came back for this meeting, was able to attend, was a yes vote. And so the plan really didn't get amended that much to get it passed.
Was there much discussion?
Not really. I mean, much of the discussion had already been had, and most counselors said nothing's changed. Right? Pretty much everyone said nothing changed.
I'm curious if Councilor Dolan had any.
No,
opinions.
He did not, which is interesting.
Yeah,
so we know he voted yes. We don't have any comments from him.
Okay.
Also passed last night is the strategic plan of the city of Northfield. So that means Northfield now has a 20-year plan, and we have a 3-year plan.
All right.
So we have a lot of goals and such, which means, you know, now city staff will really start working to implement those and bring forward proposals and such to staff or to the council to get passed and such, which brings up perfectly pivoting to the work session meeting. They ended the regular meeting. They moved to a work session to discuss road construction for the next few years, both laid out in previous plans and in this comprehensive plan. The stated goal of the city of Northfield is twofold for any road or any transportation project, I should say, not just roads. And that is a safe system for all, not just cars or not just sidewalks, right? It's that for pedestrians, for bikers, and cars, it's safe for all to use. And that is a connected network. Those are the two stated goals beyond just like quality and such of Northfield, right? But those are the two goals really laid out in all these plans and as passed in the comp plan last night, right? Next year, they're looking at quite a bit of road construction. And I will post this map with this podcast for folks as well. But they're looking at Jefferson Parkway east of the roundabout. So that whole side by Spring Creek and all the houses, that and the soccer fields, that is going to get mill and overlaid next year. So a road, a residential road, is meant to last 50 years with a midpoint checkup. That's called a mill and overlay, as Sean Simonson has coined it, where they grind away about 2 inches of pavement and they lay a new layer down. That extends that life by about 25 years. If you didn't do that, you'd have a much more expensive construction and a much shorter amount of time that you need to do. What they're doing right now near Quick Trip at Laurel Court, that is a reconstruction. That is at the end of that 50-year period where it's a much more expensive, much more intensive process. And the interesting thing that was brought up last night that I'll note, and you know, one of the goals is a complete network. And right now you hear a lot of confusion or complaints about things like bike lanes kind of just ending or paths kind of ending right now around town.
Yeah.
And part of that is because, as was discussed last night, these are all built in segments, right? We couldn't build every bike path or every sidewalk in 1 year. That would be unrealistic to do. And so they pair these with road projects. So when we do a road project, that's when also like the sidewalk might get done in that area, or the bike lane might get installed in that area, right? And so that leads to some of the like weird kind of just legs of some areas have a sidewalk or have a bike lane attached and doesn't go anywhere because they haven't redone the next leg of road. Mm-hmm. And right. So this plan will be connecting quite a few different neighborhoods because this is in a lot of areas. So let's talk exactly what roads are getting done. Jefferson Parkway from the roundabout to basically the end is going to get milled and overlaid. Prairie Street is being discussed about adding in some form of bike lane, whether that is an on-street bike lane, so whether that is painted or it's a fully separated protected lane. Maple Street will also get mill and overlaid, and then a few of the others, I think those are the only streets getting mill and overlaid. And then there is 10 pedestrian crossings in that whole neighborhood getting improved, primarily at Jefferson Parkway. And these pedestrian crossings improvements include things like raising the pedestrian crossing, better lighting, better signage, the bump outs and such. Last night, there was a lot of support, I think, for those pedestrian crossings and especially along Jefferson Parkway, recognizing the amount of traffic walking from the neighborhoods to the soccer fields and such, right?
Yep.
And especially with the addition of the Milltown State Trail, as we talked about yesterday, running right along there, an additional pedestrian amount of traffic as well.
Yep. I live in that neighborhood. I can attest to the need for those things.
The main discussion was on bike lanes and where do people stand on that? I don't think that's a shock to anyone that bike lanes, it always comes back to bike lanes in Northfield.
Oh, yeah.
There was a lot of discussion of, is painted bike lanes enough? Is painted bike lanes not enough, right? Do you want a fully separated concrete kind of bike lane, like by Maple Street? Is Maple Street a bad example of bike lanes? Is Roosevelt a bad example? Like, right, it went all the way around kind of the dais of different opinions. This is the feasibility, or the draft feasibility report stage. This is one of the points where they can take the input and make changes. August is when they're going to kind of come back with a more final design. Mm-hmm. Not final, it'll be the feasibility report, but a much more unchangeable after that design. So whether we'll see in August which direction they decide to go, if they bring both options forward of a, you know, painted bike lane or protected bike lane, right, with the concrete. So we'll see. I think, you know, Councillors Ness and Beamer really kind of said this doesn't seem to work, these protected bike lanes. We've heard from constituents that they don't like this. Beamer really cited the neighborhood meeting held a few weeks ago about this, where people didn't, the input given to city staff at the time was really they don't like the bike lanes, protected bike lanes, not necessarily always the painted ones. Councillor Holmes and Sokup and Peterson White cited that they protected people, and the goal is to protect people, and to, you know, that's what the studies have shown, that these are better for bikers rather than having a bike on the road. Councillor Holmes shared a story about how her and her children were biking along a painted bike lane, and they'd been nearly hit by a car that was texting and driving, and it swerved into the bike lane, right? And that a painted bike lane didn't protect you at that moment, right? From that. So a variety of different stories shared. We'll see which direction this goes. Mayor Zweifel and Councillor Dahlin were kind of in the middle on that. We'll see where they stand. I think it might come down to a cost thing or something else.
Yeah.
There'll definitely be a more in-depth piece about that discussion, though, later on, because I think it was interesting, and we talk enough about bike lanes in this town anyway, to warrant a whole discussion about it.
Yeah.
The other big discussion about construction, as we have 1 minute left, is about Woodley and Spring Creek. Woodley Street and Spring Creek have an intersection kind of on the north end of town, or eastern end of town. And right now, the issue with that is the speed limit there is 35 miles per hour, but people are coming in out of town about 45 miles per hour. And with the expected increase in traffic from the Milltown State Trail and just development in that area, there's concerns that that could lead to an accident in the future. It's kind of on a blind curve. So what can they do to improve it, right? Is there a stop sign? Is that lighting? Is that a roundabout?
Right.
The conclusion was a little bit inconclusive last night, but that's where things stood. And then they had a pretty technical conversation about board and governance rules, right? You know, what, when do they meet? You know, what rules do they have? How, you know, public input at, sure, at such, you know, input at such meetings and such. So nothing too exciting. 5 seconds. There we go.
All right.
From the KYMN Newsroom, I'm Logan Wells, and this has been 10 Minutes or Less. Looking for more news content from KYMN Radio? Head to our website, kymnradio.net, and click the Local News tab, where you can find all the news stories we post each day. You can also search KYMN News wherever you get your podcasts for interviews, these shows, and other conversations. And of course, we're on your radio, 95.1 FM, 1080 AM, KYMN Northfield.